The world's largest collection of high-quality evidence on the effects of healthcare. That's the Cochrane Library, which you can enter through www.thecochranelibrary.com. It houses the Cochrane database of systematic reviews, containing the complete set of all Cochrane reviews, as well as several other sources of knowledge about the effects of treatments. The Cochrane Library is reissued 4 times per year in a partnership between one of the largest scientific publishers, Wiley Blackwell, and the Cochrane Collaboration, an independent global research group of more than 17,000 people dedicated to preparing and maintaining systematic reviews to help people making decisions about their own healthcare or that of others. Issue 4 of 2008 was published on October the 8th with more than 3,500 Cochrane reviews. Each report includes detailed information showing how the review was done, what the researchers found, and their results and conclusions. A total of more than 200 Cochrane reviews either appear for the first time or have been updated since the last issue of the library, back in July. The new knowledge covers a wide range of health issues and a wide variety of interventions. There is a set of 3 reviews of different treatments for high blood pressure, and a pair of reviews on wound management, investigating the effects of honey as a topical treatment, and dressings for burns. There's also a new Cochrane review of the effects of increased police patrols for preventing alcohol-impaired driving, and new findings on the delivery of healthcare in a review of how best to organise healthcare for people with intellectual disability, and an updated review comparing the effects of a policy of hospital at home against inpatient care. When you enter the Cochrane Library, you will also find up-to-date Cochrane reviews of acupuncture for assisted conception, rehabilitation after lumbar disc surgery, a nasal ointment to prevent MRSA, and procaine for dementia. Another review, bringing together evidence from more than 8,000 people with asthma, investigates the adverse effects of the drug formoterol. As examples of how Cochrane reviews evolve over time in order to keep pace with new research and new ways of thinking, this year's 4th and final issue of the Cochrane Library also contains substantial updates of 2 reviews that appeared for the first time nearly a decade ago: St. John's Wort for major depression and surgery after a stroke. Several of these new and updated Cochrane reviews are highlighted in evidence pods. These podcasts are available free on the internet. They can be listened to, saved and shared from the Cochrane Collaboration's website, www.cochrane.org/podcasts.